frog in the UK. In 1997, a Swedish teenager named Daniel Malmdahl said, "It's not unusual for a number one song to become a successful cell phone ringtone. But last year, for the first time ever, a ringtone became a number one song. The business producer Matt Holtzman does his best to explain the phenomenon of Crazy Frog in the UK.
In 1997, a Swedish teenager named Daniel Malmdahl sat down in front of his computer and recorded himself imitating his friend's souped-up mopeds. This is Daniel trying to recreate the sound in a recent BBC interview. Remember, he's now 25.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Ding, 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 bum, 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 bum.
Everyone thought the sound was hysterical, and of course, someone posted it to the web. People everywhere started sharing it. A couple years later, another Swede named Eric Vernquist came across the sound and invented a character animation to go along with it. In it, a slightly sinister-looking, moon-eyed, frog-type creature rides an imaginary motorcycle wearing nothing but a helmet and goggles. Vernquist dubbed his creation, with great prescience, may I add, the annoying thing.
Ding 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 ding.
Like the dancing baby before it, the annoying thing became the newest pointless web craze. In 2004, the German company Jamba, with an exclamation point, bought the rights to the annoying thing, changed the name to Crazy Frog, and started advertising the bejesus out of it as a cell phone ringtone. Crazy Frog soon topped Jamba's ringtone chart and became a cultural phenomenon, spawning, and I use the word very carefully, animated screensavers, computer wallpaper, and games. Jamba has tried again to catch this lightning in a bottle with such characters as Nessie the dragon and Sweetie the chick. I can't imagine why they haven't caught on. But the story doesn't end here. The German dance duo Bass Bumpers worked with Jamba to create a song incorporating the Crazy Frog sounds. Inexplicably, the Bass Bumpers chose to remix Axel F., the theme to the 1985 movie Beverly Hills Cop. And here is the topper. When Crazy Frog's song was released, it shot immediately to number one on the British pop charts, replacing Coldplay. Whether this is evidence of the evil power of the internet or the continued crumbling of the British Empire is unclear. But like mad cow disease, this illness is sure to visit our shores soon. In a kind of live virus inoculation and in preparation for the landing of this evil amphibian and for your general listening pleasure, here's that crazy nutty frog with Axel F.
Crazy Frog's Axel F. spent 4 weeks topping the UK singles chart and sold close to 1 million copies in Britain and France. The song has reached number one in Australia, France, Spain, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, Norway, Israel, Hong Kong, and the UK. I am delighted to report that, like the Asian avian flu, it has yet to spread to the US. There is hope for the Republic still.
What's going on?
Thank you.
break breaking.
Bam 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 bam.